This is RJ Sullivan, and welcome to the latest blog entry for the Haunting Obsession book tour. I want to thank A Book Vacation for hosting this particular entry. And today we are talking to my artist, Bonnie Wasson. She rocks. And I'm going to ask her a few questions about some of her art, some of the things she does for Seven Star Press, and what she's done for Haunting Obsession particularly. So we'll go ahead and get started. Bonnie, how are you doing today?
Oh, I'm doing fine. Thanks for having me on today.
Awesome. So I looked at your biography on your website, and it says you were born in Dallas, Texas, and you now live in Oregon.
Yeah.
Is that home to you?
Oregon is a new destination for me. I grew up right outside Dallas and then moved to Lexington, Kentucky for the next chapter of my life with the school, met my husband, and we just recently moved up to the Eugene, Oregon area just about a year ago in August. So it's new territory. Northwest is very different, but I can't complain about the weather.
Very cool. So yeah. you were in Kentucky about a year ago.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Is that how? I guess I don't know the story. Is that how you got hooked up with Seven Star?
Yes, actually. I my connection through Seven Star was Matt Perry, who's the lead artist and art director for Seven Star. And ironically enough, he was my former boss at a print shop in Lexington. We worked together for about 7 years. And he met Steven and started illustrating these books, and I was like, this is so cool, you know, to be part of something like that. And one thing led to another. Matt had moved to L.A. and continued working with Seven Star, and apparently my name was being thrown around mm-hmm. in a good way, I hope. Apparently.
Right.
Anyway, but, and Steven gave me a call, I guess it was a couple of years ago, and just asked if I'd be interested in joining the family, and I was like, absolutely, and it's really given me a major and opportunity to share some of my illustrations, some of my talent, and be part of a really great family of artists and authors.
Very cool. And obviously you've been most connected with D.A. Adams' series of books with Seven Star. What else had you done? Obviously Seven Star is your favorite gig of all time, but what have been your other genre gigs, if there have been any?
Well, a lot of it is just kind of custom graphic design and illustration for people. It started off with friends and family, and then kind of word spread. And so I do a little freelance of just various projects on the side. I work with a local Lexington author on a children's book series, and I'm still active with that. And I just do various projects and design projects throughout the year for different clients, and being digitally based, it makes it a lot easier. You don't have to be in the same room.
Yeah, right. Yeah,
back and forth. So it's pretty amazing.
Yeah, as a business writer, I know exactly what you mean about that. It's completely changed how. I mean, I've written things for publications for several years. I've never met my boss face to face. You know, it's always been through email and that sort of thing. It is really a whole new world, and it's really been that way for quite a while, but it just gets easier and easier from our side of things. So, tell me about what were you into growing up as far as fantasy, sci-fi? What were your favorite things?
Growing up, it all started with Disney, of course. Everybody. I had all the Disney movies, and so I first kind of discovered my love for illustration was Bambi. I love drawing Bambi.
Very cool.
Yeah. And so it kind of, I had all sorts of coloring books and, you know, all those novelizations of the movies, and I would copy the illustrations in practice with, you know, just paper or whatever I had around. So Bambi was a big one, Little Mermaid especially.
Yeah.
I drew a million mermaids, and then horses. Everybody draws horses. But, and so it just developed from there. My mother is a huge science fiction fan, and Star Trek and Star Wars.
Oh, okay. See, I was kind of the outsider in my family. I was the only one that really went that direction. So
I know much more about the Star Trek universe than Star Wars. And they can coexist. I'm proof of that.
Oh yeah, I agree. I just mean that I was the only sci-fi fan in my family. I had an uncle, have an uncle, but we used to visit frequently in Pennsylvania, and he's the one that really got me into classic sci-fi after I had already been into Star Wars and Star Trek on my own. But I mean, he was the only one in the family I could share that with, and that was like a 9-hour trip on family vacations, and kind of... growing up, it was my friends and such. My family didn't really get it, and that was fine. They didn't disapprove. They just didn't quite understand what it was about either. So, but that's cool that your parents were in on that.
Yeah.
Where did you get your formal training?
A lot of my digital artwork and digital processes are self-taught. I went to the University of Kentucky and got a Bachelor's of Fine Arts in Drawing and Printmaking. It's really more of a fine art background, but as I graduated and kind of got away from like the formal education, I discovered the crazy world of digital art and how far it's come in just a few years. Short years, and what people can do with a computer is amazing, and so I just saw it as an additional tool in my toolbox, along with my graphite pencils and markers. I added the computer and just kind of ran with it, and I scoured the internet all the time and followed some of my, you know, favorite artists, and kind of set goals and see, like, these guys are so awesome and they're master at their craft, and I just continue to improve and try and learn on my own, because a lot of the formal training in digital artwork is very expensive.
Yeah, do you have, like, favorite artists do you have favorite artists that you want to mention?
I do. My favorite artist is Adam Hughes. He's a DC comic and Marvel artist and cover flash artist.
So okay.
He has really been a huge influence in my artwork style and things like that, and he's just truly amazing.
Very cool.
I follow just about anything he ever does and loves it. I just love it.
Very cool. That's very cool.
Yeah.
I'll just tell you real briefly my story on getting Haunting Obsession together, and then I've never heard your side of it, so this is what I'm curious about, because I started to go, as I was touring Haunting Blue last summer, I kept running into Seven Star Press at these different signings and things, and specifically seeing Michael West and Steven Zimmer and how they interacted with each other, and I knew as I was working on my little project, Haunting Obsession, that I really wanted to submit it to them. I had no idea if they would take it, but I had targeted them pretty early on as the place I wanted to send it to, and fingers crossed, hope that they wanted it as well. So I wrapped it up right before the holidays, sent it to them, and of course, because it was right before the holidays, I had to wait, you know, a little time. But they got back to me in late January, and they were very excited and very thrilled to want to say yes to this, and that was pretty awesome. But one of our earliest discussions in trying to work out the details was I started getting onto the Seventh Star website, looking at the artist choices, and the minute I saw your elf maiden drawing from the D.A. Adams series, you could say which one that is.
Yeah, it was book 3. I think it was The Fall of Dorkun.
Yeah.
Well, part of that book, yeah.
When I saw that, I was immediately sold. I was like, this, if she's available, Bonnie Wasson is who I want. And I can remember Steven and I were trying to work things out, and it was basically along the lines of, we were looking at your story, and we think Bonnie might be a better fit, and it was like they were trying to kind of sell me on that, like they were afraid I was going to balk, and I said, you know, say no more, that's who I was going to ask for, and that's who I really want on board. And it's nothing against Matt, but I really felt that for this particular piece, and I think for a lot of the things I write, it kind of needed a feminine touch, a certain sensuality that I thought that illustration showed that you could really bring to it. So I thought it was really interesting that that was the direction they wanted to take me toward, and I was already on board with that. So now my question to you is, at what point did you hear about Haunting Obsession, and how did they present it to you?
Well, I think I was finishing up D.A. Adams. I think it was book 2. I think it was the last one that we worked on. And Steven called me up and just said that we're bringing a new author on board. And he told me a little about the series. And I was like, wow, that's pretty cool. Just kind of a different, like, an urban fantasy kind of genre, which I'm really big into. And I was like, he just asked me if I was interested. And I was like, absolutely, I'm willing to try anything. And, you know, as long as the author is, you know, cool with some of my samples, you know, bring it on. Just do it. Mm-hmm. And so, I think I just kind of, the conversation ended, and, you know, I was like, all right, so I may have a book, you know, a new author, I may not, right, no problem, you know, it's just whatever the author wanted to go. And so he called me back and was like, yes, RJ is all about it, and he's in. And I was like, well, cool, I'm in too, so let's just do this, you know, yeah. And let's make some magic and see what we can come up with. So I'm just very thrilled that it was such a success. And I just have a great time interacting with the authors and getting to know them. And unfortunately, I don't have a whole lot of time to read every book that I illustrate, but I do want to read this one, actually.
Oh, cool. Well, I'm sure we can work something out.
Yeah.
Hey, listen, at what point did they tell you that Maxine Marie was a Marilyn Monroe homage? And what, do you remember your response to that when you heard that, or did you know that pretty early on?
I'm sorry, could you repeat that?
At what point did they tell you that Maxine Marie was a Marilyn Monroe tribute, and that that was going to be required in the illustrations, and do you remember your response to that as far as that challenge, and or did it present a challenge?
No, actually it didn't. It actually really helped, because it provides a foundation for inspiration. So it's based on, you know, an idea or an icon. There's lots of resource material on the net. Mm-hmm. What you have to do is, you know, Google in Marilyn Monroe, and you get photographs, you get articles, you get all sorts of, you know, different artworks, commemorative plates, you know, mm-hmm. anything and everything.
Right.
And so you can gather a lot of inspiration and kind of work out the details And you've got a lot of resources to work from. And so for me, the Marilyn Monroe tribute was the easy part, because a lot of the research has already been done, and you just kind of put your own touch to it and make it your own. And there you go. You have Max Deep.
There you go. How, what kind of effect, if anything, when you initially contacted me and you asked me to jot out some ideas, which I hope will never see the light of day, but when you saw those, did that help? Did that hurt? Did you just kind of throw them out and start over, or how did that go?
Well, it did help, because you, as an artist, when you have a client, or an author that's like, yeah, just do anything. That's, for me personally, that's the hardest thing to deal with, because anything means anything, and there are infinite amount of possibilities. So when an author or client comes to the table and has a clear vision of what they want, what they're expecting, but and just kind of lay that foundation, then you can take, the artist can take the imagination, especially me, I'll just take it a step further and be like, okay, so how do I make this scene in composition interesting, or just where it's not like a bland, you know, just, I don't want to say word for word interpretation.
No, you know, you did, yeah, and that's exactly right. I knew that.
Right.
I sure didn't want you to recreate exactly what I gave you, but what I really loved was that you took it, you certainly, you know, added the details that it needed, but then you added a lot of creativity to the ideas that sometimes not what I was expecting, but in a good way, it was like, oh yeah, that'll work even better, you know, and that's what was awesome about it. We didn't talk about this much, but you know, I had really high expectations, was really anxious to see what you were gonna bring to the table, and you just completely blew them away. It was so much, even more than I was hoping, and I really thank you for that, because it's been such a terrific collaboration so far, and it's really just begun. So I just wanted to say that.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that. You never know. You know, sometimes my interpretation, your interpretation are completely different, and you know, there's a compromise,
right?
Which is what really works, because that's what you need. You've got, you know, two ideas, and you gotta work them to where they work together and function as a complete.
I have to tell you, at the book signing, you know, when I prop that cover up, I get so many people coming over just because that cover is so attractive and so interesting, and it seems to just draw people to want to come over and pick it up, and then at that point they turn it over and read the back, and you know, then it's up to the rest of it at that point. But it's very good at making that initial eye contact, which is exactly what an author wants. So I think it's extremely successful, and you know, I'm really looking forward to Virtual Obsession next year, and I don't know what they've told you about the re-release of Haunting Obsession, or excuse me, Haunting Blue, next year, which is going to have a much more of an urban feel, a sort of a teenage punk girl as the protagonist, and I think you're going to bring a lot of great things to that as well. So it's going to be a lot of fun. I feel like this is just the start of some really, really cool things.
Awesome. Well, I just appreciate the opportunity to be part of such a like close knit family that is a whole bunch of creative minds that just meld together and really make it work, and are just so passionate about what they do.
Yeah.
And to take the genres that we try to push forward and just take them up a level and just really introduce and just bring that culture, you know, out to the world. And it's just amazing. I'm having a great time.
Yeah. Well, thank you.
I hope it just continues. Yeah.
Well, this was a lot of fun, and I think we can wrap it up now. And thank you so much for making the time, and hopefully some folks learned a few things about Seven Star and about you and how this process works. So.
Yeah. Well, thanks for having me, and I appreciate you letting me spread my nerddom
There you go. Hey, that's what it's all about. I want to thank A Book Vacation for hosting this particular segment and Seven Star Press for setting this up, and we'll see you tomorrow. Bye-bye.